Carnivorous coronavirus meat steak. Beware meat eaters, beware, I do not mean to scare, I'm only here to share, the easy way to care, I offer you a dare, to gaze with me at air and walk up the stairs, while get off our chairs, and out of our lairs and we pay our fares. And gather our wares and meet our heirs. Why is meat eating considered self-destructive, bad behavior and addictive? Regarding the mystery illness hoax and the variances allowed for this to pass, they are important points to map the event but not so relevant to the root cause or solving the crisis, as we will discuss here. I will explain viruses, exosomes, parasites and solar radiation due to the advanced solar minimum in the next blog. Bad behavior? Starting with bad behavior, eating meat is bad for the human body because the human body is not made to be carnivorous. This has been proven over and over again by hundreds of researchers and thousands of studies. The animals who are harvested for meat are all in inhumane conditions and badly mistreated in their bodies and their diets, which are highly adulterated. Their miseries are including many injections of many chemicals, including hormones and antibiotics and other concoctions to speed their life and meat content to a shorter amount of time. Even this action itself is brutally inhumane to the innocent creature. There are countless numbers of equally inhumane actions done to the innocent animals and these processing centers all across the world. Simply go to animalclock.org and become educated. We are up to over 1.5 billion innocent animals slaughtered for 2022 in the USA alone, and we are only 10 days into the year. https://animalclock.org/. Who could find reasons to participate in this type of mass genocidal murder and torture? Stand by. We do have a reasonable explanation for why this is happening. How is meat addictive? The meat itself becomes addictive on several levels in the human body and on the emotional level. The chemicals and adulterations to the meat become part of the action and intentions within our bloodstreams and the blood cells and the organs themselves, including the nervous system and the brain, all adapt to these substances we ingest. The most obvious and blatant chemical reaction inside the human body from eating the meat is from the leftover adrenaline from the animal being tortured and brutally murdered. There is more inhumane action done to the animal's body as it is processed for human consumption, which the animal is still nearby to witness even in a state of death. The adrenaline goes inside the human bloodstream and makes its way through the nervous system and causes a charge or rush to the human body and emotion. Who wants scared meat? From https://www.atlasobscura.com/articles/why scared animals taste worse. But not everyone thinks scared meat tastes bad. According to animal rights advocates, dogs that are slaughtered for food in Korea are treated inhumanely, even compared to U.S. livestock, because the rush of adrenaline is thought to enhance the flavor. This sounds like a racist myth, and it may be, although the part about eating dogs is true, not every culture sees them as pets, but it's shown up in places as august as The Guardian. For some, anxiety might be an acquired taste. So as you see, some humans admit they want scared meat, others do not even realize what is happening. Are humans natural carnivores? The obvious proof and evidence and witness and testimony that the human body is not designed to process meat is that it takes 24 to 72 hours to process a serving of meat in the human digestive tract. This extended period of time in your digestive tract causes fermentation of the meat and it becomes meat/blood alcohol or red rum, and this is causing people to be drunk without even knowing it. Since eating meat causes the body to be in a constant state of digestion, the meat eater is literally always hungry because the body is so busy processing the foreign materials that you have ingested. This situation of being hungry all the time from not getting the nutrition you need causes overeating, which leads to the body storing what it cannot process because there is already a line of items in your digestive tract waiting to be processed. This leads to storage units within the body being constructed and infrastructure to support it. Then the overload of toxins you ingested are stored there for future resolution. Generally, we call this fat. However, fat people are not only fat, they are exhibiting symptoms of poisoning. We should all note this and help each other out of this mess. This habit and pattern of overheating becomes habitual and then addictive, and then is used to fill many voids of unhappiness in the soul person. Is the media helping? The world around us, more and more as the decades go by, pushes poisonous and fattening foods onto our plate and validates the overeating and oversize of the portions and the populace. This validation of each other also becomes addictive. I am okay, you are okay, becomes a crutch and an excuse. The validation that we do for each other allows for us to engage in more and more of the same bad behavior. This leads to addictions of all types related to bad behavior. Firstly, mistreating ourselves and our bodies, then mistreating our close relationships, then mistreating our farther away relationships, and then just disregarding life in general. All these addictions are possible from long-term and continuous eating of meat without caring one way or the other about it. You are what you eat. The old saying, you are what you eat and you get what you got, comes into play in the life of a meat eater in a very dramatic way. When you are a killer and a murderer, then you become killed by a murderer. When you eat a living creature with a beating heart, you will be eaten by a living creature with a beating heart. Since everything in nature has a counterpart, like this, there is definitely no reason to take a chance and allow yourself to be put into that position where you yourself will be treated inhumanely, teased, mocked, tortured and crying before your excruciatingly painful death, while you anticipate your monster literally eating you. Nature always shows your destiny. The obvious and blatantly displayed destiny shown to us by nature is very hard to hide, so we engage in many other addictions and distractions, including behaving like animals ourselves and behaving like tortured animals and behaving like uneducated animals. This behavior, if validated by peers and media, also becomes addictive. The standard American diet and the modern American diet have the acronym of SAD and MAD, so there's that. The amazing array of choices and colorful packages of food at the supermarket almost all contain flesh products of innocent animals, or they are made from adulterated wheat and overloaded with industrialized sugar and industrialized salt, documented to be poisonous to humans, and many other known and hidden from the public adulterations toward many agendas. Most of these foods are designed to trick/fool/coerce your brain many functions into desiring these tasty poisons endlessly, and they also trigger the hunger sensation in your brain, causing you to eat more, even when you are not hungry, and leading to more overeating. Who is doing what to WHO? This amazing agenda of forced addiction that we all collaborate, participate in is blatantly and obviously detrimental to the human body. It is crystal clear as air that there must be other features of this con to uphold this type of destructive behavior. The end result of meat eating to the human population is the purpose of the plan. The forced meat eating agenda blocks and deceives human beings from their authenticness and their soul destiny. Meat eating causes the most harm, but there are two very important to note support mechanisms in place to validate and distract you from this are as follows. All managed by the modern church, whose top leaders are expertly managing our institutions for the goal of a greater saving, architecting and ownership of humankind. They are represented in academia, religion, news, media, govs, militaries and the other institutions. Only thing is, they are responsible for the solutions to the problems they invented and presented. What's church got to do with IT? The church of yesterday was socially accepted to be in charge of all the institutions, including the media, science and governments. They are as much the bosses of those institutions today as they were then. Yeah, they got your back all right. You can think of the thousands of church entrances across the plain. They always have an oversized central door and two oversized windows or doors flanking it. The church is demonstrating to you the triad of hold or suspension mechanisms it has over you. The main control is over your thoughts, but leads to your vulnerability of your emotions and physical state also being manipulated. This includes your perspective on behavior and the subject of lack, desire for material and money. The three big openings at the entrance of the church are representing the meat eating as the primary or larger front door. The main effort is to get you to overlook your sovereignty and true nature through having you engage in torture and inhumane action and cannibalism. This is a surefire way to block you from your primary power source and what your true focus would be if you knew better. A formidable triad with false message included. With this being said, what are the other two big doors or windows that flank the big center door representing? The big window on the left represents electricity and money. The reason they are the together is because the average person spends 80% of their pay on electricity or energy needs. Of course, we now know, there are dozens of technologies for low-cost and free energy tapped directly from air and water, and we have evidence of entire worldwide civilizations whose energy needs were free and manufactured, tapped within each homestead. This has been proven by countless studies. So the constant grind of working and earning a paycheck is almost exclusively paying for electricity. This distraction, waste of your time and mind and emotion, helps to keep you looking away from the horror of killing and cannibalizing innocent animals and your true nature and purpose. Does seeking comfort only bring discomfort? There are many comforts, conveniences and attractions that electricity offer, along with the status and presumed power that money presumably provide. But the window on the right carries as much weight as money and electricity put together. The window on the right is called devalued sex. Devalued sex makes it possible to enjoy these sensations of sex without caring about the value of sex or your sex partner or what its true intention, nature and consequences truly are. The mixing of love, relationships and money is a very intense combination and causes great urge, attractions, seductions and pain to the human being. Add cannibalism and you have a concoction. The energy we are giving away represents our true nature and purpose and can be directed and utilized in many ways besides the act of sex, making money, engaging in materialism and generally mistreating all others including our own bodies and spirit connection. The triad and IT's captain. We now have a triad to contain you or block you or interfere with your true nature, your true purpose and your birthright to knowledge, peace and fearlessness. All coming from the front entrance of the church. Everyone thinks the church was once all-powerful. Do you really believe the once all-powerful organization called the church would give up their all-powerful position? Would you? No, they would not. In fact, in days of old the church was in charge of all science, astronomy, astrology, anatomy, media, publishing, behavior, motivation, spiritual matters, behavioral matters, marital matters, family matters, individual matters, the news, history, the future, and so on. The church became and still is today one of the wealthiest entities ever seen in history. The church used to be spelled Cirk or Kirk or Schurch and today it is church. All these spellings have IR in the middle or you are in the middle. In the modern version it has the chop, ch, sound at the beginning and the chop sounds at the end, spelling chop chop and you are, in the middle. WHO walks through the door. You are the one who walks through the center door at the church. You are the one who has been deceived to torture and mistreat innocent animals of nature and God. You are the one who has allowed the church to deceive you and lead you astray with their message of a promise of leading you to the right place. A deceptive and very powerful and overlord-wise style message like this is needed in order to get you through the door. The triad mentioned above are the techniques used to set you into motion of your own demise while being controlled and harvested by the church. All with constant validation, if you choose to believe them. The full control mechanism is A. The deceptive message. B. The meat-eating, torture and inhumane activity toward innocent creatures of creation and C and D or the electricity/money and the devalued sex. So it is a four-way attack on your mental, physical, emotional and spiritual being. This situation can be resolved by acknowledging it and quitting physically, eating meat and then after that, losing the intention of wanting meat. Find clarity, humility and purpose. This actions of resolution to this matter will lead to clarity within your heart of the entire triad and in the false message of the church. You will convert them to issues in your life instead of these issues controlling and owning your life. You will love the trade and you will reap the rewards. You will learn how awesome of a creation you personally are and how awesome the creation within you is and how awesome the creation outside you is. These actions and events will lead to purpose, peace and fearlessness and will repair all relationships and provide you with the best life possible.